seem like I'm missing something. Sister, you're all right. Brother Jerry and Sister York's son, Scotty. He needs a job, brother. Brother and Sister Wallace. That's who it was. Who else? Or somebody else? Brother and Sister Golden. Sister Golden's sick, and Brother Golden's had an ox in the ditch. He had to work, and he texted me, so pray for them. She's real sick today, he said. Sister Abraham, anything else? All right. Remember the meeting is coming up in the Dominican Republic, the 10th, 11th, and 12th of February. Remember that meeting. If you would, God would keep helping us. And all right, if the ushers would come, let's all stand and ask God. And let's pray for the food and fellowship today. Also, let me mention this. I was thinking about, you remember I told you I wanted to start having prayer on Sundays between services. Like the band practices at 4 to 5, but I thought maybe we could just have the Linegar room open for prayer between services after dinner. And for right now, I think maybe you could just bring your own pillow. I'm going to bring two. I want one to kneel on and one to put in a chair for my head. I'm not going to go to sleep. I'm going to pray. But I like to try to keep the flesh from wrestling me while I'm praying. Make it comfortable as I can, but it's going to pray. Anyway, so if you could go in there, if you don't stay in there, but, you know, however long. You know, Brother Durham, some of you young people may find it like Brother Durham, that, you know, you may pray and look at your watch and it's just been 10 minutes. And you think it's going to be a long hour, you know. So you may not be able to pray an hour to start with, but let's see what God would do. We're here, a lot of us, and even if you're not here, maybe you could come in early and go down and pray a little bit. I just feel like God will honor us if we'd really get into earnest prayer. So how about next week if we start our praying in the Linegar room between services? If you can't kneel, well, just go in there and sit down. Pray. It helps me to pray when I hear somebody else pray. I'm not necessarily listening to what you're saying, but just the groaning of the Spirit helps me. Gets me in the spirit of prayer. So we'll try to get the lights turned down low. Maybe we could even have some low music in there that'll just kind of have the spirit of prayer influence us. But let's see if the Lord would honor that. All right. Precious Lord, oh God, help us today. Jesus, God, these needs, Lord, we just ask you to reach out, God, and meet these needs. Help us, oh God. Thank you for talking to us today, Lord. Help us, oh God, not to take that lightly, but to be encouraged and stirred up in our hearts. We're asking you, Lord, to put that willingness in us. Put that desire. Keep stirring us up, oh God, on that. Help us work in that in a greater way. Lord, touch these that are sick and are on the road. Protect them, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help our assembly, Lord God, with all of these needs, each one, Lord. Oh, Lamb of God, Lamb of God, let your will, your direction work in us, work in this church, in our hearts and in our lives. God, bless this meal we're about to partake of. We give you thanks. Bless the laborers, the workers, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, as the ushers, you can sit back down as the ushers receive your tithes and offerings. And we've got the tithes and offering reports ready. We'll be giving them to you in the next few days for your income tax purposes. Take advantage of it while you still have it. The day will probably come when we won't be able to. All right, praise God. Seniors would go ahead and we'll follow you in. Enjoy the dinner today. It's be a good dinner.